Welcome to Framework a Field.
Framework is a show consecrated to field recording and its use in composition. Field recording, phonography, the art of sound hunting. Open your ears and listen. Framework a Field is a series of special editions curated and produced by guest artists from around the world. A new edition airs every second week, alternating with our usual Framework broadcasts. For more information, see our website at www.frameworkradio.net. This edition is the third of four programs produced by members of the World Listening Project. This one coming to us from the UK, produced by Andy Armstrong. For more information, see www.worldlisteningproject.org.
Sí. Thank you. the whole beach is just mine.
And seagulls.
Yeah, well, the seagulls.
Yeah.
They all live on my road, though, the seagulls.
Oh, do they?
Southcott Road. They all live on the rooftops, thousands of them, cawing and screaming all night. Thousands of them.
They don't go to sleep, do they?
I don't know. That's where they live, Southcott Road. Keep me up all night.
Thank you.
crashing waves. There's also a sort of distant sound of children playing, and usually some seagulls. The children are quite specific sound, actually, are kind of muffled and far away, and it's sort of meshed together, but it's definitely part of the sea. It's daytime at the seaside and busy, kind of. Wind, I think, as well, and yes. If you lie down, it usually sounds, that's what I mean, it sounds distant, even though it might not be completely that, you know, distant, but it's...
I think it's sometimes it can be non-positional, can't it? Just come from everywhere, and then all of a sudden you can pick out some sound which has travelled quite a long way, just the wind sort of pushed it in a certain direction almost.
And is that a sandy beach or a stony beach?
It's a sandy beach, because I grew up at the Baltic coast.
Okay.
And sandy beaches, very nice beaches there.
Probably, actually... It's in the stony beach, but down by Lowell Cove.
Oh, yeah.
It's a particularly nice area, and the sounds is very much more kind of, because it's a cove, it tends to be either you have wind coming directly towards you, or it's very, very quiet, and you just have the very small kind of sounds of the tide lapping against the shore, which, you know, sometimes, I don't know whether it's even what it's lapping against makes a difference in terms of the sort of quality of the sound, but sometimes even if there's things like sort of seaweed or that kind of thing, it just sort of sounds slightly different. Maybe it's a kind of sort of crackly sound it almost makes when that's drying as well.
It does sound different, actually. I've only been once, and it's true. It's a kind of envelopment.
Sometimes when you're in a boat, you almost hear the sound of the boat, and maybe parts of the boat sort of knocking. You almost, that's sort of like that sound of sort of flagpoles, you know, hitting those kind of sounds. You know, I think it's more of a sound of aluminium rather than of water or anything. But you know, it's certainly a very sort of nostalgic sound, I think, when you hear that.
Well, that's a sailboat then.
Even the motorboats when they're stopped, you know, still have that sort of things moving around inside, and there's the water sort of hitting against, you know, occasionally sort of hitting against the side, especially when you're sort of walking around by the marinas. There not that long ago, didn't we?
I live in Portsmouth, so there's quite a lot of sailboats and things, but I don't go sailing either.
No.
And I must say, I'm not actually as sonically aware as you are, I think. This, you know, these kind of little mast sounds, that now you say them, you know, they come to mind, but it's not something I would be aware of. I just always just hear the water, I think.
Yeah.
Like when you said being on a boat, all I can hear is the boat going through the water and sort of just placing it, and that sound.
Children play. Seagulls, waves. I quite like far away children. Not too close. Families, I suppose, yes.
So we're talking summertime in the day.
Yeah, day, summer. Nice breeze. Not too hot. You just drift away, really, don't you, I suppose? Mm. Yes, listening to all those sounds, and they seem, although they can be quite close, they probably seem quite a long way away, in a funny sort of way. Yeah.
And they're sort of fading in and out consciously.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, whereas if I was sitting up, those sounds would be possibly irritating.
Mm. Probably because you're identifying where the sound source is coming from.
Yes, yes, that's right.
Thank you. know it. That's a tequila cure. I don't know whether that's the tequila cure or not, but that's the one that'll... and it also breaks them of sucking eggs and chasing sheep.
I don't know what we're going to do with him. I just don't.
There was an eye. I don't know whether I will or not.
Can you do it?
Huh?
Can you do it?
Yeah. I hate to kill a dog.
Yes, I do too, but he's a nuisance dog. He just was no good to begin with.
Did you ever kill a dog? Yeah. I helped burn one time. I didn't kill him.
Burn? Alive?
Dog. No, no.
Oh. You didn't bob his tail then?
No. Dad did. It'd been a mistake. It was a day I better shoot him then. So one morning I caught him out in the chicken house, and as he ran out, he ran by a new tub, and as I let him have the shot, I ruined the new tub to boot.
Oh!
then Mom went away. Mom was gone that Sunday. And Dad and I made a freezer of ice cream. And so, to get rid of the dog, and it was late in the afternoon, Dad and I, he just brought him in and put him in this great big heating stove.
Alive?
Cremated him.
No, he was going over yonder.
And we just got him in the stove and got him going good.
Knocked him home.
And Mr. and Ms. Newby came. Do you remember that?
I remember somebody coming.
Yeah. Now the other dog that I killed, that's the one that I was just going to sprinkle him a little bit and scare him.
But you killed him.
Well, it was a great big hound about this big, you know, and they ran the whole area.
Yeah.
Around and sucked all the eggs in.
It's what this
in
guy's ground. Doing.
And so I told Mom, I said, well, I'll get the gun and I'll just sprinkle him a little bit. I got home a little bit before, got in from the field a little earlier than Dad did because I got through where I was plowing. And so I just up and shot at him, and naturally that scatter shot, and he went, oh, and he just dropped. He didn't even move a muscle. And so the man was one of those kind of fellows that would maybe poison your stock or something, and Mom knew this, so she said, well, she said, if you tell your dad, and the man asks your dad, he says, he will tell him that I shot the dog. So he says, if he doesn't know it, he won't have to lie to him. And I'll tell you, I never dug a hole any faster in my life than I did when I dug the hole out behind the chicken house. There was an old door that had laid down behind the brooder house.
Oh.
I flipped that door over and I dug a hole there about 5 feet deep, so quick and efficient and fast, and put that dog in it and had the dirt thrown back in, all tamped down, and then the door right back where it had laid for several days.
Dad came home.
And he came home. But he didn't know anything about it until, maybe a week or so, the man asked Dad if he had seen his dog. Well, he only had about 18, I think. And he turned them loose in the morning, and they just rode the neighborhood to eat what they could. So,
Dad didn't know.
Dad didn't know a thing about it, and Dad didn't know anything about it for 3 years.
That puppy said, he thinks you killed a dog. I said, I never killed his dog.
And Dad didn't know a thing about it.
Well, didn't somebody, what was that one that he had?
The one he killed?
No, he had a dog, and he thought somebody shot it or something. You had a dog once?
When I was a boy, I had one somebody shot.
And you didn't like anybody around there?
Oh, listen, I...
Well, that must be what I'm thinking of then.
At that time, when I stayed with my grandmother, I was about 9, 10 years old. And
then maybe that's it.
The dog was gone, and I thought somebody killed him, and I didn't miss a one. I cussed every neighbor in
the
neighborhood.
That's what I'm thinking about. Yeah. That's what I'm... And the dog come back?
Yeah.
Well.
Then I didn't apologize.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Framework Afield. For more information, see our website at www.frameworkradio.net. Thanks for listening.